Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord God of Israel, the King of glory, the owner of all things, the soon coming King. I want to welcome all of you to this morning cool of the day daily devotional. What a bright day here. Even at back to God's city. May grace and the love of Yahuwah be multiplied unto you all. Let me pray with you. Abba Father, we thank you. We give you all the adoration. We revere thee. We exalt thee. We say you are the only true God. Abba, Father, have your way. Speak to us yet another time. Heal us. Deliver us. Bless us. Save our souls. O Yahuwah, may it never be my voice, but your voice only. Thank you for an answered prayer in Yahusha's name. Amen. You are all welcome again to this morning cool of the day daily devotional. Precious people of the way, today happens to be the 22nd episode of The Walking Voice. And by grace, we are now dealing with Principles of Eden, the part 20. Principles of Eden, part 20. And as we started with a subtopic, levels of obedience under steps to obedience. After seeing and understanding the steps to obedience, there is the need for us to also come to the knowledge of the levels when it comes to obedience. It is a lifestyle. Obedience is a lifestyle of a believer, a saved soul, born again soul. Precious people of the way, last time we saw all the three in one, trying to understand that we have adoption, we have begotten, and we have beloved. So adoption, begotten, and beloved. We also saw by His grace some little knowledge about each levels. Therefore, we have taken them one by one in order to understand them very well and live accordingly. So today, under the levels of obedience, in the three, we are starting with adoption. Adoption. You know, faith is an action word. It's acting on the word based on the substance of the things you hope for and the evidence of things not seen. So you are moved by the promise, the hope that you have a substance of it, which becomes the evidence. So is the word. Therefore, without faith, you can't obey. And you can't have faith without obedience. So, in scripture, when you study scripture well, levels of faith that many people do talk about is rather levels of obedience. Because there are levels you act on the word. You live according to the word. You know, acting on the word is living the word. And that is obedience. That is a lifestyle. Therefore, the first level of faith, if you study scripture very well, is the first level of obedience, which is adoption. And all these things connote sonship. So these levels are levels of sonship. Sonship is obedience, okay, a lifestyle. So you can also say levels of sonship, levels of obedience, okay. So the first is adoption. The first is adoption. So we saw in Romans chapter number 8, the verse 15. And this was first unto the Greeks. You know, the Greeks. And the word Paul used was heuthesia. Okay. And to their understanding, remember they were practicing adoption in their days. So they understood the gospel very well. And most of them ran to Yahuwah. So let's look at Romans 8, the verse 15. Romans 8, the verse 15. And I read, "For ye have received the Spirit, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." So there are two spirits: spirit of bondage, spirit of slavery, and spirit of sonship, or spirit of slavery and spirit of adoption. One brings fear. You see, those who live in fear cannot live for Yahuwah. So he said, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So calling and affirming your sonship, or calling him a father, is not just a man's slogan or name calling. It changes your level. It makes you live a certain lifestyle. So calling him Abba Father is a change from, you know, slavery to sonship. Okay, is moving from being a slave to an adopted son. So when people see Yahuwah as their God, they don't have the obligation to live this life. it is those who call him Abba Father. They are obliged to live this life that we are studying. And it comes by the Spirit. So when the Spirit is sent to your heart, when you are born again, you are adopted. You are carried out of a certain household to a new household. So one time Peter said, we have become household members of his household. So you can now call him Abba Father. The reason why the spirit of slavery, the spirits in this world cannot help you call him Abba Father is, it comes with responsibility. It comes with a lifestyle. There is a life you live after calling him Abba Father. So, when you call him Abba Father, you have become a son. You are no more a slave. So, precious people of the way, let us go back to verse 14 and look at something there. He said, for as many are led by the Spirit of Yah, they are the sons of God. Then he continued talking about sonship. So it is the Spirit of Yahuwah that bringeth us to this level. He does all the works. Okay. You know what they were practicing in among the Romans in the days when Paul wrote this and explained to them about adoption. They were practicing this. And what they normally do is, for you don't wait for the father or the mother of the person to die before you adopt. You can equally adopt a child even if their parents are alive. Okay? And the law they were using is this, that he who gives birth, the child becomes his property. So for you to adopt, there should be an exchange. So let's say I have a child. The child is my property. According to the laws that they were living by, the Romans. So if you want to adopt, take him or her out. Since it's my property, there is the need for you to barter trade. You have to now bring something. Okay? That is the initiation of the legal process. It's a process. If you don't bring something that has the same value of his son, because he sees him as his property. So therefore, Yahuwah, who wanted to adopt us, needed to send his only begotten son so that we can also become sons of God. It is simple. He became son of man so that we can become sons of God. There was an exchange. That was the initiation. That is why the blood initiated the deliverance process. Remember, without the blood, the shedding of the blood, and it is the death of the lamb when the lamb was slain. Okay? That initiated, because he said, I will build my church. It was in the future. But there should be an initiation. Something needs to without the barter trade bringing something on board. And sometimes they can weigh and say, well, this our property, our son, worth more than this, so we are not going to even accept, talk less about continuing with the process for you to carry our son away. That is why Yahuwah was not in to kill Satan, our former parent. Okay? Because they can be alive and you use legalities. You go through the process to adopt. So when one is adopted, when there is an exchange and they start the agreement, they have to sign, and then the person is adopted. The person is now carried, okay, to a new household. A new household. Without that, if the person remains in his former father's house, in fact, it is a total waste of resources, money, if money is involved. Because you have to carry the son out. If not, he will still be under the tutelage of the parents, because every father is a teacher. That is why when you are adopted and you come to sit at the feet of Yahusha, the great teacher will have to teach you and take off all those things you have learned. That is the renewal of your mind. Because you can be out of your father's house and still be there in mind. We move out completely when our minds are set on things above. He who has adopted you, your mind will be set on him. There is a new you. Therefore, there should be a new mind, set of information, which is the word. So he said, be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. So you can't be adopted and still be in the world. The world is the household of Satan, the father of all lies. He's the god of this world. So when you are adopted, you are carried out from this household and then moved to a new household called Christ, glory. Then you will now be taught the things in your new household, the culture, the lifestyle there. So no one can live in his former father's house and obey his new father. No, you need to walk out. There is a changed location. You are carried out. So when the church becomes so worldly, it is a sign that the church has not finished, in fact, has not been adopted. Therefore, the church is not obeying Yahuwah. You can't be in the world and remain the body, because the body is under the head. So Christ is the head. That is why he said, well, if you live in my house, you are under me. So if you remain in the world, perhaps there is a problem with your adoption. You will be carried out. You will be taken. Sometimes there will be witnesses. Then they will carry you from your former father's house. And it is the former parents have no authority over you again. He cannot come and pick you. What happens in those days is, it is only this son who has been adopted who can go back. The father cannot come for you because it has been sealed and signed. Signed and sealed. Okay? So he has no legal backing to come for you because it has been paid, whether monetary value, it has been given out, whether a house, it has been given out. And you can imagine, Yahweh brought himself, he worth more than 5 sons, 6 sons, because the value of God. That is why when he came to sacrifice himself, as many, not only one, as many, because his value, he osumbo esin obabaku. Praise the Lord. Now, it is not only that, it is an end of slavery to sonship. You know, in those days, because the son is the property of the father, wicked fathers, they use them. They become slaves. And they have fear. They live in fear. The Romans, they live because they can easily even sell you. Okay, they will sell you to the army and take money. And when you go to the army, you know it's about death. Sometimes they go and they die until Constantine came and his so-called cross he saw and helping them. So you can die. They live in fear. And they were used. They did not experience love. Okay? But when you are adopted, it is the beginning of experiencing love. So it is end of slavery and the beginning of sonship. That is when you start obeying, because under your former, when you were in your father's house, your former father, okay, you were a slave. You were obeying him out of fear, because the spirit of slavery is a spirit of fear. The spirit of adoption is the spirit of love, which is the spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Now, when you are adopted and you become a son in your new household, what happens is you become a heir. You are not just in for being in sake. You have the right to inherit. And guess what? In those days, when a son is adopted from his wicked father, and then a new father adopts this son, what happens is they now give the son an inheritance which worth more than anything that this son was enjoying as a slave in his former father's house. So when you become a heir of Yahweh, he gives you an inheritance. That inheritance is amazing, mind-blowing. It is he himself. You inherit him. He becomes your inheritance. So it's worth more than anything in the world, because it is only you who can move out. When you walk out of the household of Yahweh, you automatically enter the household of the devil, which is this world. Precious people of the way, when this thing happens, it is because all the legal process has been followed. Now, here comes, I want to now say this. If there is fault, if there is question mark when it comes to your adoption, I tell you the truth. You are not saved. Because in those days, when you miss one, this old father has the right to even send people to come and they will come and bring you back. That's when he has the right. But when you are adopted properly, he has no legal grounds to come for you. And it is bye-bye to that household. Never will you come there. You don't go back for food. They don't. It is like how today many are practicing, like they adopt orphans. Some call it foster home and stuff. They have no access to their parents again. They need to be taking care of these new parents. And of course, our God is sufficient God. He can't lack. Therefore, people who go back into the world are those who have not been adopted very well. Remember, God is a God of justice, and he himself is the law, because the word of the Lord is the law. Okay? So he can't break it. That is why God would have been in heaven and declared that I have adopted them. I have come for them. But because he's a God of justice, he came to go through all the process. He himself was involved. He became Son of Man and the Spirit of God. These three things. Now, if a father should do all this thing and go through the legal process for an adoption, he can now stay behind, okay, and send people. Those days they call them witnesses. Let's say he has you know, done all the things that, you know, now the former parents is okay with it, because that silenced him. He can now send anyone, witnesses, to go to this same household and bring out people. These are preachers. These are apostles. These are those. So when people don't even have that seal, okay, that authority, when they get in the household there, they themselves will now become slaves. You know, you can't be in the house of Pharaoh and, you know, expect to liberate people from Pharaoh. No. You can't be in the household of Satan, the world. So you can imagine how Satan has deceived the whole world, including pastors, evangelists, and they are trying to, you know, initiate this, okay, or bring out people out. And it is also faulty. It is, you know, the legal process, they did not follow the laid down procedure, because they themselves are ignorant of that. Listen, it's dangerous to try and win a soul, okay? Whilst you yourself, you belong to that household, you will be dealt with. So you can't be a slave and end slavery. Okay? And you know, when even one is adopted and is no more a slave, you can't leave him there. That I've performed everything. You need to carry him to a new, you know, household. But guess what? This generation, Satan has captured many, many men of God, many evangelists and soul winners. They themselves are part of the household of the enemy, and they are trying to adopt people, carry people for Yahuwah. It's dangerous. So the question this morning is, the one who brought you out, and Paul said, I will present you as a chaste or a holy bride unto the master. He was sent. Okay. The one who brought you, does he even know the process? Did he go through the legalities? Because this guy who is the owner, the father of these people, he himself is an accuser, a prosecutor. So, you know, those days, if anyone will now be punished even in heaven, if they show air, okay? I'm not talking about sin. It is Lucifer who present the case. This is his work. He's a master of it. So he knows the law. So people of the way, if you were not adopted well, if you did not go through the process, I'll find time, then we go through. Then the issue is you are not really born again. And it is even more dangerous. It is like you trying to, you know, stop. You are in the household of Satan, okay? And you are trying to stop people from working for him. You are in trouble. I'm ending here. The reason why many cannot live a life of obedience is because they have not been adopted properly. There is a defect. There is a problem, an error. There is a question mark as far as their adoption is concerned. So, you know, the reason why he said we should study to show ourselves approved unto God. You know, that word is like to be able to stand before the judge. So you study the law to be able to stand before the judge as a man of God, so that you will not be put to shame. He said, as a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing, so that we will be able to go through the process. You'll be able to use the law very well. So, you know, the work of a man of God, you see, is a work of a, let's say, it is legal matters. So how can an ignorant man, okay, someone who don't know the word, who don't know the law, who has not been with the Lord, who has not sat at his feet to be taught, and they go out there trying to use this same law they are ignorant of, and you expect that a prosecutor will fall for that? A prosecutor, someone who has knowledge of it. And mostly prosecutors, you know, governments, they train them, they make sure that they sponsor them. So police service like that, like this, they have their own prosecutor. They sponsor them, they make sure so that they will not be losing cases. Let's say the attorney general is for the government. You know, that is why we have Ministry of Whatever and Justice. Okay. So I'm ending. Check yourself. Were you adopted properly? Did you go through the legal process? Are you now in the household of Yahuwah, or you are in a household called the world? If you are in the world, I tell you, you can't obey the Father. You can call him, but you can't live the life of sonship, which is a life of obedience. I'm ending here. And I say and I pray for someone that in the name which is above every other name, anything the enemy is using to accuse you, as far as the process is concerned, may Yahuwah correct it for you. In the mighty name of Yahusha, I break the power of the enemy. In the mighty name of Yahusha, I declare the end of slavery. In the mighty name of Yahusha, I declare today that you are free. You are free. You are free. You are free. You are free in the name of Yahusha. Thank you, Abba Father. I give you praise. I lift you high. I exalt thee. In Yahusha's name I have prayed. Amen and amen. Thank you all for joining today. It will be published. Please, because we are entering into legalities, the law, the word, Make sure you listen to it again and get the foundation. Get the understanding before we build upon, lest you will be confused. The Lord bless you. Share with friends and family and make sure that the lessons, the lessons you meditate on them, you write them, you pen them down and discuss, share. You know, when you discuss and you share, that is when you understand even better. Yahweh bless all of you. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.